This is the Talk Back Podcast, where we share some takeaways, reflections, some stories from Sunday teachings at PFC. I'm Pastor Dave, and you just heard some really good reminders from our guest speaker and friend, Dolph, about what not to do and about what to do when it comes to pointing people to Jesus. I really enjoyed this teaching. I appreciate Dolph's humor, and I'm sure you did as well, but also his candor when it comes to how to love our neighbors. Not love on our neighbors, but how to love our neighbors. We were challenged first to have an actual ongoing and active relationship with God. And I think that's super important, obviously. But then to just relax and smile, just to be ourselves, to be kind, to be considerate. Someone I've seen do this really well throughout the years is my friend, Phil Tyson. And I've asked Phil to share some stories with us. So here's Phil Tyson.
Hello, my name is Phil Tyson, and my wife Judy and I attend PFC. And Pastor Dave called me yesterday and asked me if I would relate a story about my neighbors here in Perkiomenville, where I live and Judy live, as it related to Sunday's sermon by Dolph about evangelism and a different way of doing evangelism. He thought it was very appropriate and asked if I would share. And I'd like to share a couple stories. So it starts with my neighbor Paul, who moved into our area probably 5 years ago. And a new neighbor, you never know who you're going to have for new neighbors, so you hold your breath sometimes. But Paul was when I first met him, was kind of a hard-drinking, hard-speaking, hard-smoking individual, but he seemed to me to be very open and kind, and I really kind of appreciated that in him, in spite of the outward appearance, period. He was probably, he's 65, I think. Looks like he's 80, based on some hard living. But I don't know. We had talked once when he first moved in, and an opportunity came up shortly thereafter. I had told him that my brother and I had owned an electric motor and pump shop, and we repaired electric motors. But from that point on, I was an electrician, which I wasn't, but to him I was. And so when the electric went out and his generator failed to start, he called me and asked if I would come over and look at it. I said I would, although I know nothing about generators, but I went over, took my tools and meters and went over and checked his panel and found a wire that was off. And I always thought it was kind of divine dumb luck, but I put that wire where it appeared it might have come from, and immediately the generator started and the lights came on. From that point on, we were best of friends, and I was the best electrician that one could know, although I'm still not an electrician, so don't get any ideas. But we developed a relationship, and there is rarely a week that goes by that I don't talk or text him several times. And we'll talk about sports scores, the Eagles, the Phillies. He loves sports and bets on them heavily. And but we talk about them, and I bake him stuff. I enjoy baking and cooking, and often on a Sabbath, when I'm not to be working, I'll make something in the afternoon for Judy and I. And if I make apple dumplings or a lemon meringue pie or anything, shoe fly, I always make one for Paul because he loves anything that I make. So another relationship. And we never... I've never talked overtly about Christ and his relationship. He has no relationship. And I really feel like I need to keep that avenue open, because in God's time, he will. I pray and hope that that is the case. He'll have parties, or not parties, but cookouts in the summertime that Judy and I will often get invited to. And his friends will introduce me as his pastor. And because I don't swear, and he might tell them that too, but for him, if you don't swear and you don't curse or drink or smoke or gamble, you're a pastor. So, okay, I'll take it. And hopefully in God's time, we will reach Paul for Christ. The other neighbor relationship we have is one that we started, a tradition we started a few years ago. Judy and I got tired of just waving to neighbors as they went by and knowing nothing about them. So we took a chance and we created a Christmas party on a Friday night every year. And every year, the nine neighbors, homes that we send invites to that live in our general vicinity, if we don't get 18 people, or unless they're sick, a few less than that, it's very unusual. They look forward to it, and it's just amazing to kind of sit back and watch everybody standing in the kitchen, talking and catching up. And I think it's just the Dolph method of reaching people that pays dividends in the long run, you know, just not being satisfied with the garage door opening, car leave, garage door opening, car comes back, and never knowing anything about our neighbors, about caring, about reaching out, about being available to just your neighbors, and knowing that they can count on you for to call for anything. The other and last thing, and I'll try to cut this short, is the business that I talked about. Kent and I owned an electric motor and pump shop. Our door was always open, and obviously for customers, but also Kent and I worked in the shop, and customers would come in and sit and would look forward to time spent with us just talking about whatever. I mean, we did not necessarily bring up the religious topic, but they knew we were Christ followers, and a lot of times we had opportunity to share Christ. And fun to see, and fun to be able to have a business that is your own. There's no restrictions on what you talk about, because it's your business, and we could speak with anyone. We've had poor, pathetic characters come in that poorly dressed, poorly groomed, that admitted to us that they love coming to pick up motors or drop off motors here, because we treat them like people, which is a sad commentary, but we did what we could, and we kind of met people where they were, and they appreciated that and noticed that, and it was always kind of an outreach opportunity that we tried to take advantage of. So, Pastor Dave, if you need me to edit this and shorten it, I'll see what I can do, but thank you for letting me share.